This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Juliet Jacobs and Sumitra Selvaraj. Here are our stories today.
So tomorrow, millions around the world are going on a climate strike to demand an end to the age of fossil fuels. Will you join in this crusade?
And following that, the singer Rihanna is being both criticized and defended for texting during a Broadway theatre performance. But what about us everyday folk? Is it okay to use our phones during a live performance?
And that's exactly what we're asking you on Twitter. And your options are yes, it does bother me, no, it doesn't bother me, or only if it's disruptive, or I do it too. So you can join the conversation today by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
So before we get to our first story, here's Bob Dylan with The Times They Are A-Changin'.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was The Times They Are A-Changin' by Bob Dylan. And speaking of changing times, our first story.
So disrupting business as usual is the plan for the global climate strikes that kick off tomorrow, just ahead of the UN Emergency Climate Summit. And organizers are reminding us that our house is on fire and it's time that we act like
quite
it.
Literally on fire.
Look around you.
It was about a year ago that young people around the world began climate striking or walking out of school for a few hours to demand action against a global warming that darkens their future. The movement, now called Fridays for Future, was mostly inspired by Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who started a school strike for the climate outside the Swedish parliament back in August 2018. Do you remember the images of her sitting by herself on the steps of the parliament?
Well, what are the strikes for, though? Well, the main reason is to get everyone to acknowledge that the climate crisis is an emergency and therefore we should respond to it with urgency.
Yes, and another demand is for climate justice for everyone, since many of those who did the least to cause this crisis suffer the first and the worst. You know, the people that are losing their farms to desert, they're watching their islands sink beneath the waves. These aren't the ones who burnt the coal, the gas, the oil.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So back in May this year, when about 1.4 million kids around the world walked out of school, again, you know, very much inspired by Greta, they asked for adults to join them the next time. And the next time is tomorrow and in a few countries on the 27th of September. In Malaysia, though, climate activists are gathering on Saturday, the 21st, for what they're calling the My Climate Strike, which is the grand finale of Climate Action Malaysia, or KAMI's, monthly protest campaign called Ops Darurat Iklim. So I spoke to Ili Nadia Zulfaka. She is the co-founder of KAMI, to get the 411 on the Malaysian movement and what they are marching for on Saturday. So I asked her, Nadia, if she could tell us briefly about what KAMI was advocating for.
KAMI was born around 6 months ago out of the necessity of what we've been seeing around the world. We saw there's a lot of climate traction, climate activism that grew around Europe, around the world, but there's none in Malaysia. And we think this is a perfect opportunity to use the global climate strike as a traction to not miss the climate agenda that we can push for in Malaysia. And for this particular global climate strike, actually, KAMI have been doing rallies and protests, workshops, panel discussions, the documentary screenings, all sorts of advocacy, I would say, activities to promote the climate crisis issue in Malaysia, because we saw there's very little climate literacy in the grassroots level, in the community level. And it has always been, climate policy has always been the question of privilege, because we saw the climate issue has always been pushed forward by people who know about climate, and they learn about the issues of climate from English materials. So what I meant to say was climate issues not always a popular thing in Malaysia because of a language barrier.
Sure.
And and we think that one of the best ways, the best tools to speak about climate is through Bahasa Malaysia. And that is one. And we also think it's really important to use tools like, art, activism, to push forward something like climate change, because it's something so broad. The context, the idea behind the climate crisis, the issues that we're facing right now is so broad, and I don't think Malaysians, I mean, a lot of people can understand it through climate, the climate data, the statistics, the science behind it, but they can definitely relate to the climate crisis through art. And I think it's really important to use this kind of tools through art, through philosophy, and other things other than science to amplify the story of climate crisis in Malaysia. Mm. And yeah, and the reason why we're doing this particular global climate strike, we call it My Climate Strike, and it's actually one of the finale for our campaign. We call it as Oops Darurat Iklim, meaning climate emergency operation. Mm-hmm. So and this My Climate Strike is the grand finale of all the campaigns, of all the activities coming up to the Global Climate Strike Week. So at the moment, we have we are almost done with all of our activities. We had we run climate workshops with Greenpeace. A day ago, we had climate crisis event, Youth Ambassadors for Change with the Amnesty Malaysia. And I think these are really important ways to disseminate the idea. And what the climate strike is basically to solidify the ideas, the activism behind the climate crisis movement in Malaysia. And I think it serves as a really important tool to break the perception of our climate crisis to the people who have never heard about climate crisis before. And doing rallies and protests is also an act of exercising our freedom of speech, mm-hmm. about the environmental and climate degradation that we've been seeing everywhere around the world. And for this particular My Climate Strike as well, we have four demands, which is to increase the awareness, the public awareness of the climate crisis in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. Second, we want to increase the visibility of climate crisis and claim the narrative, the Southeast Asian, the global South, I would say, a narrative about climate crisis. Mm. The global South is this, the Southeast Asia, all these developing countries. And we think it's because of the climate narrative itself has always been a wide agenda, I would say. There's always stories about icebergs. There's always stories about sea level rise. But we rarely hear stories, about, the Amazon burning. The Amazon burning, it took the media, I don't know, around a month before it blasted out really big. Mm-hmm. And also the haze issue, the forest fires in Kalimantan, it's been going on for 36 years after Malaysia has gotten our independence. So this ongoing thing, people cannot relate to the climate crisis. And I think it's really important for us to highlight the haze issue, the forest fire, as one of the agenda from the Southeast Asia. And the third demand is to break the political and media silence about the climate crisis that we have right now. We have seen very little traction from the media. Malay medias, Malay language medias have often taken a soft approach, right, about climate change. And I think it's really important to break that wall. And also the politicians have been quite silent about this as well. And the fourth one is the one of the most important bit, is the government to declare climate emergency for mobilization, financial mobilization and policy to avert this crisis that we are having right now. Mm-hmm. Because when we talk about climate crisis, people, we always think, well, what is the future in the next 10 years, 1.5 degrees, etc., etc. But they cannot relate to this reality that we're facing, which is the haze. This haze is the climate reality right now. Mm-hmm. So this is what we plan to achieve in this particular global climate strike in Malaysia. And we really hope that a lot of press will cover this story, because it's not only us who will be coming down, it's not only the youth that will be going on the streets. there will be people from different NGOs, different backgrounds, different forest communities. We also have indigenous people from Gua Musang that will come down and give a speech, a short speech about what they think, you know, why climate crisis is really important for their community. Why is it affecting them as well?
So, okay, yeah. So yeah, you're fighting and you're hoping that the policymakers, the lawmakers, that they're going to hear this and declare a climate emergency and therefore, and from there, take the necessary actions to combat this whole issue, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's happening this Saturday, and I know that you've been doing all these events. I was just curious, you know, what sort of feedback have you been getting? Because I really love that you're doing a lot of your outreach programs in Bahasa Malaysia. Like you said, you know, a lot of the resources available are in English. How has the response been when you've been advocating, especially to non-English speakers, perhaps?
Yes, it's been really fascinating, and somehow I'm really proud to say that most of the people that came to our event, they are not people coming from privileged backgrounds, and they are like people from the frontline communities, the V40 communities have also came to our events. That is, I think, one of our main targets that we need to reach, because of their social economic background, they will face the effects. They will face the harsher effect of climate crisis compared to the other social economic classes in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And the response we've been getting has been really great. We've managed to convince some of the indigenous communities. We've also been talking to other fishing folks communities in Penang, for example. Mm. And we're really hoping that by next year, we would have the farmers would start to talk about the climate crisis, how it's affecting their yield, their crops, the drought. Yeah.
Okay, great. And this march is for everybody. So how can, I mean, if anyone's listening and they want to participate, how can they do that?
Yeah. Yes, the strike, this upcoming strike, is a mass mobilization. And there's really nothing that we would expect except their attendance and them voicing out their concern. Because one of the main aim as well for this climate strike, because we wanted to pressure the government, right? So we need the numbers. We need the government to see there are people standing up against the ecological degradation, the extinction of biodiversity in Malaysia. There are people. We want to show them we stand in unity. We don't work in silos. I think this is really important for people to understand this solidarity action, to calm down together. And we want the protest to be as vibrant. We want people to come down with their beautiful placards, their beautiful message for the government. Yes, if they want to perform or anything, they can do it.
Okay, all right. So just basically a big, huge call out to everyone to just come join you guys. And it's happening at SOGO, am I correct?
Yes. So we will assemble in SOGO around 4, and we will start marching to Dataran Merdeka, and it will take around 30 to 45 minutes slowly marching. Mm-hmm. And once we arrive in Dataran Merdeka, there will be speeches from different communities, different organizations, NGOs. We have Who Kids, you know, bringing their message out to the adults as well. Mm-hmm. And we're really hoping that everyone can come down and support this. It's for our future. It's not only for the kids, the future of our children, but also our future, everyone. Yes.
Wonderful. And, you know, I can hear many Malaysians, though, making the excuse not to join the haze, for one thing.
Yeah.
Or some people who say that, you know, maybe marching is just not going to make a change. What message would you like to leave them with?
There's always this same thing, people saying that going to protest is not going to change anything. Mm-hmm. But we have forgot that we managed to change the government just by going to protest. And protests are effective. If it does not solve things straight away, but it will create a perception. It will create an awareness. I think that is one of the main problems that we don't have in Malaysia. We don't have this climate awareness. By going onto the streets, we will catch the media's attention, we will catch the public's attention, and that these two things are really important to change public awareness, the public perception of the climate crisis. When you have people understanding the effects that they are having, they will start to come up with solutions by their own. And this is what we try to achieve in the long run.
So that was Ili Nadia Zulfakar, the co-founder of Climate Action Malaysia, or KAMI. Mm. And I just really think it's amazing that this new generation of climate activists, they're just not taking no for an answer. They are unafraid. They are just going out there and just fighting for it. It's wonderful.
Oh, the heady youth. Yeah. And did you see just yesterday, Greta Thunberg, while giving her testimony to US lawmakers, politely disputed the arguments from Republicans in the room, like Louisiana Rep. Garrett Graves, who argued that the US isn't culpable for climate change because countries like China continue to pollute with impunity. And her response, quote, "Just another perspective. I'm from Sweden. It's a small country. And there it is the same argument. Why should we do anything? Just look at the US. So just so you know that it is being used against you as well," unquote.
Imagine a 16-year-old telling these Republican lawmakers that, you know, putting them in their place.
Seriously, calmly, and, you know, with so much confidence, right?
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, that response did elicit laughs and applause, as it should have.
And, you know, even on Tuesday, after a group of senators praised her for her activism, she responded with force. She said, "Don't invite us here just to tell us how inspiring we are without actually doing anything about it, because it doesn't lead to anything." And she added, "You know, I know you are trying, but just not hard enough. Sorry."
Wow.
Going to the Senate and telling them, that is wonderful.
I think Greta Thunberg would be the top of my list for a breakfast grill guest.
I would put us all in our place.
I'd love to see that.
So why should we join in this strike? Author Bill McKibben put a few eloquent reasons in an article that he wrote in The Guardian. Among them, strike because we've already lost half the animals on the planet since 1970. Mm. So the Earth is a much lonelier place.
Strike because the UN estimates unchecked climate change could create a billion refugees this century. Strike because our governments move with such painful slowness, treating climate change as, at worst, one problem on a long list.
Mm, yes, and strike because the young people have asked us to. In a well-ordered society, when kids make a reasonable request, the elders should say yes. And in this case, with real pride and hope that the next generations are standing up for what matters. And I think most importantly, strike because every generation faces some great crisis, and this is ours.
Mm. I would be doing this story a disservice if I did not strike tomorrow.
So I feel that we have to.
Right. How can we not talk to management about this?
I think, you know, if we need to be able to walk the talk. If we're going to be doing this, then let's do it right. You know, the bigger picture goes on strike tomorrow.
If there's no show tomorrow, we'll know why.
But if that doesn't work out, there is, of course, the strike happening on Saturday. So do join the KAMI folks and show your support.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. You can continue to tweet us at BFM Radio if you have any thoughts on this. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.